St Fearnaise defence is a hard one to break down. Cahill Burns is in a bit of space here if they can find him, and they do. And Owen McHugh has got the 1-2 there from Burns. It gets back outside to Jason Brennan, to Alan McLaughlin, Jack Davitt. Davitt being bottled up by St Fearnaise men there. Kevin McGee gets a flick on it to get it out. And St Fearnaise have done brilliantly there defensively, Sean, it must be said.
Yeah,
they've been doing it consistently in the second half.
Yeah, the Logic Gaels and Fearnaise have been moving the ball well, but they just seem to just then... Fearnaise just come out of nowhere and try and isolate a player, and then once he gets on that ball, they surround him and get the turnover, and it's been very effective.
So who's going to play senior championship football next year? Is it St Fearnaise or St Malachy Gaels? We have just under 2 minutes of normal time left here in Markovich Park, plus added time. We'd assume there'll be 2 or 3 minutes of that at least. Finian Cawley with the ball, goes back to Kevin McGee. McGee goes out to his left to Trevor Kilgannon. Kilgannon looks to take on a couple of Malachy Gaels players. Paddy O'Connor goes for the shot, and you can hear the roar from the St Fearnaise supporters. It's over the bar. Paddy O'Connor, count him. How many scores has he got today? That's his 7th point today. Paddy O'Connor, he's come up as a true leader for his club today. And the game is back on level pegging. We were 3 points apiece after 20 minutes in this one. It's 10 points to a goal and 7. 11 game with just over a minute left to play.
Yeah, I said before the game there, Paddy O'Connor has kicked 121 so far in this championship. The closest to him is 6 points from Finian Cawley. If Fearnaise were going to have any luck today, Paddy O'Connor was going to have to shoot the lights out, which he has delivered. It's just now seeing how his team can help him out now.
Look how much that kick out hung in the air. St Malachy Gaels, are they going to win possession from it? His body's flying down on the ball there. Fearnaise won the free, they have. And an opportunity now. How do you work
Put
this
Eamon
one?
Kilgannon kick this.
Eamon's making his way up anyways. He is the man that you want on it in this situation. Paddy O'Connor has ball in hand. Is Paddy going to have a go from it? We'll have to wait and see. Well, he's looking to size it up here, Paddy, so...
Yeah, I don't think there's any interest to give it to Eamon Kilgannon there now, to be honest. I suppose why would he as well when he's on form, form he's in.
Full forward, target man, free taker.
He's 50 yards at least out here.
Paddy O'Connor steps up right footed. He's connected with that one very well. And that one has gone over the bar. That is Paddy O'Connor, the joint chairman of the St Fearnaise club, has hit that one over the bar. And it's a 1 point game in favour of St Fearnaise. I made that 9 points for the day now.
What a score. So
8 points.
A score.
8 points for Paddy O'Connor. We're into added time here in Markovich Park. Niall McLaughlin with the kick out. It's a 1 point game in favour of St Fearnaise. 11 points to a goal and 7. Who's going to play senior football next season? The ball is on the ground. John Griffin Way's play on. There's a Malachy Gaels man gone down. And it's Owen McHugh. And McHugh is.
I could bring this forward here now, is he?
McHugh on
there's
the free.
There's two men down there as well.
I think it's Eamon Kilgannon and Jack Davitt.
Yeah. Jack Davitt have been down. Yeah, they're messing on the ground.
Bit of handbag stuff.
Either.
So Owen McHugh has ball in hand here. Alan McLaughlin not making his way out to take this one. So, to be fair, from a left footed shot from that angle and that distance with the breeze against you, you're probably not going to go forward. Liam Kennedy hand passes this one forward to John Herity. Goes across the field to Robbie Ryan. The only man inside the St Malachy Gaels half of the field is the goalkeeper, Niall McLaughlin. Connor Waters gets this one inside to Jason Brennan. Alan McLaughlin swarmed by St Fearnaise men. Out to Michael Langan.
That's a brilliant score.
Langan with the shot.
That is a brilliant score.
And Michael
what a
Langan.
Way to react.
What a score from Michael Langan. On the angle, it was a difficult attempt to say the least. And he's got that one over the bar. They're back level. And St Malachy Gaels, that is a score that they badly, badly needed, Sean.
Yeah, they've butchered a lot of chances this half now. And the substitute now has stepped up. Great score from a difficult angle. I'm not sure how much injury time has been played there. I'll be any word in it since on injury time at all. So we've 2 minutes gone over now, 3 minutes now, and we've coming up on 32 minutes now. So it wouldn't surprise me if this game now actually disappointingly for well very good for the neutral, I suppose, in terms of entertainment, but they might have to go again.
There might have to be another day for this one for sure. Well, there's 3 minutes to be added on at the end of it anyways. It says 32 on your clock, but of course you have to take the water break into account for that one. So it's 3 minutes from now at least to be added on at the end of this one. There's a St Fearnaise man down there. Is it Matty Lang that's down there, Sean? Can you make
it
out?
It looks to Matty Lang, yeah.
And fair play to Matty Lang for staying on for this game as well. He got the yellow card, picked it up very early on.
Yeah, he got a head injury too at the start of it. He looks to be the end of his day now. He's been a stalwart for Fearnaise now for the last... 15 years at least anyway. So there's nothing, I'm not sure who they're bringing on there now.
So Matty Lyon being helped off the field there. We're having a look to see who's coming in for St.
Fairness. Up on 33 minutes played now already, Ryan. I'm not sure how much extra time he's going to play on above that now, because we've had stoppages. We haven't even played an injury time yet, you know.
Well, we'd imagine it's going to be three from here anyways. A free in for St. Fairness here, 45 yards out from goal.
It's kick favours the left-footed player now, but I'm sure Paddy now is going to have a go at the form he's in now.
Martin Mulligan
well to the right.
Martin Mulligan's back in for St. Fairness now. They've dropped the number 12, Shane O'Brien, back into the full back line to mark Michael Langan, with the absence now of Matty Lang.
So Paddy a chance O'Connor now for interesting, will he go number 19, and with the way the breeze is going there, he suits outside of the right foot. I'm not sure what he's once again he's another 5-10 metres further out from the angle this time.
This will be huge if Paddy O'Connor can get this one over. It's going to drop in around the house. It's fallen to a Fairness man, and that one's gone in and over the bar, trying to make out who got that one. It was a Fionn Connolly who hit that one in, Sean.
O'Connor, I'm not sure.
Well, we're hoping to have a look here on the replay to see who got that score.
Fionn Connolly.
The ball goes in high, broken down well. Fionn Connolly gets it. It was Martin Mulligan, who's just back into the game, who has broken that one down. And St. Fairness back into a 1-point lead. The score from Fionn Connolly. It looked like he could have had a goal chance there about 10 minutes ago when the high ball came in from Kieran O'Connor, but he's redeemed himself and got that one over the bar. But St. Malachy Gales have won
Malachy
a possession.
Gales keep responding now. One Fairness put it at them now as well. I suppose they'll be awful frustrated that they've got themselves into this position, considering all the chances they've had.
They've had some serious opportunities in this game, St. Malachy Gales, and fair dues to St. Fairness. They have clawed it back, clawed it all the way to 1-point lead.
I have to say this game buried, but it's a big tackle.
Kieran O'Connor goes down there, but John Griffin weighs play on. Jack Davitt looks outside. Luke Cassidy is the new substitute in, part of the Sligo under 20 panel in the season just gone. Michael Langan, substitute, a point to his name so far. Back to Robbie Ryan, the fullback. John Herity in possession. He's let it slip there, Herity. And is that Aaron O'Connor has gone down? Sorry, Fionn Connolly, I think, has gone down the ball there. And St. Fairness have won themselves a free. Are St. Fairness about to become intermediate champions? They have a couple of minutes now to hold on.
It's all in John Griffin's hands here now. What he's going to play is 35 minutes from play, but three went up for injury time, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, we resume.
Fairness will be begging for the whistle. Malachy Gales will be in his ear, I'm sure, saying,
well,
he's put it back for a hot ball. I'm not sure. Is it time wasting or what he's put it back for? I'm not sure.
I think it's time wasting he's pulled it back for, yeah. So Kevin McGee and Joe Keeney have gone out for this one. Owen McHugh was on possession. McHugh goes down.
He's given the free in.
He's given the free in. So a chance now for St. Malachy Gales to have a go here. Sean, this could be it. We resume the game at 32 minutes on the clock. It's 35 minutes and 40 seconds on the clock now. This could be it. It's a 1-point game in favour of St. Fairness. Could St. Malachy Gales get themselves a score to level this one up and bring it to a replay? Luke Towey has a chance here, goes with the right boot. Towey's shot has come in
wide,
and it's gone to the left and wide. And could this be it now for St. Fairness? Simon Mullerky taking his time with this kick out. It looks like Matty Lang is over there. You can see him on your screen to the left of the goals.
Yeah, 36, over 36 minutes played here now. Simon Larkin, no panic. Adam McLaughlin has to get the ball from.
No, McLaughlin coming over to get the ball from Larkin.
Malachy Gales will be so frustrated now as the outcome, if this is going to be blown up now, because they could have this game done right. But it goes to show the heart of Fairness too. They've kept digging at it. They've pushed on. Paddy O'Connor has absolutely led.
Simon Malarkey with the kick. Goes to his right. And that's it, the final whistle. St. Fairness are the Connacht Gold Intermediate Football Champions for 2021. Look at what it means to the players out there. Listen to what it means to their supporters. They've turned this game around from 6 points down at half time. And Sean Carabine, it must be said, that is a victory well deserved.
Yeah. They kept battling away. They were down and out a couple of times, and they kept battling through. They deserved it. Malachy Gales went to try and manage the game out way too early and butchered a lot of chances, and Fairness took theirs. And you can see what it means to the community down here now. They're a rural club down in West Sligo, and it's been coming a long time. They lasted a couple of years ago. I think it's 2007 the last time they went up, and it's been, think about it now, Damien Eames coming in there, it's been a brilliant year for them. Back to back promotions, Division 2 in the league, and now in the Championship to back it up. So it's a great day for the club.
absolutely massive, must be said. And you look at where they came from as well, Sean. We spoke there about the new management coming in, but you've got two county players there, Ian McLagan and Paddy O'Connor. They're the two key players that you look to. They've got a lot of guys there that are playing hurling as well, whether it be at county level or locally with Eastkey, to come together at probably a shorter time than a lot of clubs would have had, and to be able to produce what they produced today, the fighting spirit that they showed against Eastkey in the semi-final and again today, and to win and to get themselves up to senior football again is massive.
I think Fernan's kind of at the start of the year, Paddy and Eamon Gannon as well, not only with the playing at the county football, but they took on the chairmanship of the club, and look what it's turned around. They brought in Damien Eames and they've really gelled the club back together, and it's just but once again they've other players out there. They've three or four other players that could easily be playing at that level as well, and of course the hurling as well, but they've been at they've put in an absolute brilliant performance today.
The man on your screen there just a minute ago, Sean, was Paddy O'Connor. Do I even have to ask who the man of the match is today?
No, I'm afraid he's been absolutely brilliant. I see the work Paddy puts in now on and off the pitch. He deserves it every bit. The scores he came up with today, no right to kick. He's been brilliant. The mark off his left foot, and the score way out the right, and even the free there to win it from 50 yards out. He's led by example, and he's been a standout performer today.
So without further ado, I'll ask Captain Kieran O'Connor to accept the Intermediate Championship Trophy on behalf of St. Fernan's.
Firstly, just want to say hard luck to Malachy Gales. It was a great game. We've been on the losing side a lot of times, and it made us stronger. So I hope you win it next year, and we'll have many battles in the future. Next, I just want to thank our management. You know how much we appreciate all the work you've put in. It's been unbelievable this year. The culture we've built, the standards we've built in the squad is unbelievable. So Damien, Gary, Adrian, let's hear it for them. Next, I just want to thank everyone involved in the club. It's not a team victory today, it's a club victory. We put in massive work. The underage coaches, I see all of them here. Everyone on the committee is here as well. And it's just unbelievable work put in behind the scenes. So fair play, lads. Thanks to our supporters. Lastly, to the players, we've a 31-man panel. We've 30 here today with us. We've Gavin Calpin in Australia. He put in massive time with us when he was here. The 30 lads that are here, lads, we know how hard we've worked. We've travelled for training. We've left no stone unturned. We've really gone to a new level in terms of our professionalism. We deserve this. We've lost too many finals. We've earned this. We've won the league. We've won the championship. And we're back in 5 weeks. We're not done yet.